there was a huge lawsuit, and the Department of Justice backed it, and some really nice attorneys that were totally in it out of benevolency to the world.
Yeah.
they came after NAR and some specific large firms for all kinds of issues, including stating that we were abusing and charging too much. Commissions were too high. Why should a seller pay a buyer's agent? Things weren't properly disclosed. There were a lot of accusations that really shed a negative light on the entire industry. And I'm here to tell you that we have three associations, the Jackson Area Association of Realtors, mm-hmm. Michigan Association, and the National Association. Here in Michigan, and specifically in JAR, Jackson Association of Realtors, we've been so far ahead of this issue for the 13 years that I've been in real estate. We disclose up front every cost, what that commission is, what I might do with that commission, including offering it as an incentive to a buyer's agent to bring their ready, willing, and able buyers. Any additional fees, if there are any. The brokerage house has never charged additional fees, but it has become common practice. And as long as it's disclosed and the seller agrees to it, it's okay. I think the biggest thing is, as realtors, we need to make sure we're being extremely transparent from the get-go, and I feel really good that we've done that all along. So no, you're not going to see prices go down by 3% because sellers are no longer going to be paying a full commission. We actually don't get to set a commission in the industry. It's actually against the law. Anybody can charge whatever they want. There is a number, 6, 7, 8% that's most common. You're not going to see that change. All it's going to do for us is create another level of paperwork, a little bit more conversation, and the end result is going to remain the same.